section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Be on Facebook.
That's got blonde hair.
Whoops. Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Comedy live from Titlis, Switzerland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, what's your problem? IBWIP history class, celebrity birthday game, and a good old-fashioned with your co-host, The Voice, intern Heather, and me, a bottle cap kid. And now your host, Blake Clinton!
It drives me crazy when he does that.
Why?
Like sexually?
Yeah, kind of basically.
Oh, good.
It's basically...
You just love when people scream your name.
It's very rare, but when it does happen, it's pretty awesome. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Blake.
Blake Clayton!
I'm your host, the podcasting god. I guess I had a reverse.
That's
the only one.
Dustin is jazzed tonight.
He's
let's get things cracking.
He walked in, had a six pack of beer, and just ripped a beer out of what seems to be some kind of weird
Chinese beer trap.
Beer trap. Folks, for the next hour and some change, we're going to do some stuff. We got some new stuff, big announcements, and we got all kinds of stuff to do. So I hope you sit back and enjoy this creative montage of talent.
Stretching it.
First, she walked in the door and had a lengthy discussion with my wife.
Your wife?
About makeup. Then she walks in and says, "Happy summer." It's not summer yet.
I think we can make that assumption that it's summer now.
Okay. Welcome to summer, everybody. It's intern Heather.
Once you sweat, like the majority of the day, then it's summer.
Okay, that's touche. I'll take it. Again, like I said, he walked in, muscled a can of beer, kind of like a mountain man. You know, he ripped it out of the frozen stream in the six-pack, and then he ripped it with his teeth, I think, and just manly about it, which is very unlike you.
Yeah, I guess. Welcome, the beard.
Welcome to the show, The Voice, Dustin.
Hey, hey, hey. We already got things cracking. Let's keep it cracking.
And all of a sudden, he's a part of a mariachi band.
No, I was thinking like at a jazz club.
Oh, band.
That's what the hip cats do. They snap.
Poetry.
Skibbidi-bop.
And you know, you're right, Heather. It is summer. And there's one thing that you can always tell when it's summer. No flannel for Flannel Fabio. He's in a skin-tight t-shirt. It is the one and only Bottle Cap Kid.
I filled it out. I grew into it.
It's a World
Series. You're
staring
at his chest.
Well, he looks pretty damn good.
I don't look
to be honest with you. He looks pretty damn good.
Checking
in that
out
shirt.
My milk muscles.
I remember the story to that shirt.
Tell me, I don't remember it.
You got it at a thrift store.
You just told the story of all my clothes. You know what?
Word.
Me not being able to afford clothes is my problem. I want to know. What the hell is your problem?
I got lots of problems. We talked about it earlier. I had 99 problems. And my wife walked through the kitchen, and Jason tried to get me in trouble by saying, "Well, do you have anything that's not your problem?"
Well, you're supposed to say, "A bitch ain't one."
Oh.
Like Jay-Z once
it's
said.
It's hot in here.
So take off all your clothes. That's a Nelly song. That's a different guy.
I get a Band-Aid, put it on my cheek for my homies. I never understood that.
He did it for his homies?
How is that helping his homies?
It was representing one of his homies who had died.
Well, I don't think
he had a severe Band-Aid allergy or something, I think.
Latex.
Yeah, that's it.
He had a really bad zit.
He had AIDS.
Just died of embarrassment.
Band-Aids.
Oh! just hand this over. Mr. Jokester, go ahead and run this show. No. You will not do all the jokes. No. Yes, so what's my problem? It's one of the... We used to just say personal stories, but now it's me just bitching and moaning.
Since your stories are never anything but problems.
Problematic, yes. and I've got quite a few, so we're gonna go from the most intriguing to the least intriguing.
Do any of them involve your wiffle tree?
Yes, but we'll save that one for the end.
Yes, please.
Wiffle tree. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
All right. So the other night I had a dream.
Oh.
And I had a dream of my teeth, like, breaking and, like, falling out. Like, falling out of my mouth.
Not your partial.
Classic.
No, not my partial that I don't wear, but actual, like, teeth falling out. And I was like, this is so weird. And I remembered it. And it wasn't painful. And they were in my hand, and they were in, like, I had a handful of ice that, like, Dusty would get from the stream, the Rockies that he goes to. And it had, you know, and the teeth were, like, discolored. They weren't white.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't, they weren't, like, it wasn't, there was no blood. There was no pain. And so I thought to myself, what did that mean?
Heather said the word classic earlier. It's a common dream.
Very
classic
common dream.
But do you know, but
it's
you know,
probably second only to the going to school in your underwear. Like that's a very common one that I used to have repeatedly.
But do you know why? Do you know what it symbolizes?
Vanity, isn't it?
No,
I was thinking, is it death or like anxiety, severe anxiety, something like that?
Yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking too.
Yeah,
like some sort of anxiety.
Or you
thing.
Just have gingivitis.
Ooh,
gingivitis.
Well,
it's kind of like a psychic thing. Like you can tell when people are going to get gingivitis.
Right. Well, it had said, I forgot to save the article, but it had said that like you interpret it as like something is. You don't have control over something in your life, or you're torn emotionally between something, or you're contemplating, and you're there's a struggle in your life.
So what did you surmise after reading that? How did you apply that to yourself?
I couldn't. I mean, I understand. There's a lot of stuff. I couldn't figure out which thing it was.
Oh,
but
that's sad.
It seemed so. But here's the thing, though. Like it seemed so real. Like I could feel like them falling out. Like.
Did you like catch them in your hands?
Yeah, and I was.
What do I do?
I was looking in the mirror. There was people there, and then I went into the bathroom, and I was looking in the mirror, and I was just like just pulling them out, not like not like tugging. They were just. I was just like, oh, this is coming out, and there was no blood. Like I said, and I looked down at my hand, and it was a bunch of like shaved ice, and then there was all these teeth in it.
How'd you get shaved ice in your hand?
I don't have any idea.
So what do you think it means? You have so many problems in your life, you can't necessarily apply it to one. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That in itself is a problem. Maybe
you
should go back.
That's one of the problems.
Maybe you should go back to sleep and sort it out.
But it just seems so real. That was weird because I don't dream a lot anymore, like as I used to when I was younger, except when I eat lasagna. But
okay, Garfield.
I have the weirdest dreams when I eat lasagna. It's crazy.
How did you find that out? That like when you ate lasagna is when you had
every
these
time
dreams?
Every time I had lasagna, I would have nightmares like hardcore nightmares.
Does Molly put peyote in her lasagna?
No, it's frozen lasagna usually.
Oh, okay.
So I guess
he just eats it with ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca tea, Heather. Do you ever have very vivid dreams that you look up? I mean, you kind of had a little bit of awareness.
Yeah, like I went to go see a psychic this weekend.
Did
so
you
I
really?
Think that I've got some sort of. Oh, so it that, was not a good.
Somebody had money
it was not
to
a
burn.
Good experience.
No kidding.
She's like,
it was just a $20 thing.
Got my income tax back.
Bearing the lead here, I think.
What's good investment?
What's funny is it ended up to be a lady who's who like lived at my apartment complex, and she used like a different name. And
the one that you
like,
work at, or
yeah,
the one that you live in?
Yeah, no, the one that I work at. Okay. But she just like came and like used a different name and wore lots of lip liner. And I asked her if I was like, can I act like I know you? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, you can. But I think because I saw a psychic, I probably have like a better idea of really what all these dreams mean. And
you're in touch with the spirit realm.
Exactly, yeah. And so I think you're looking at some losses.
Yeah, because it's
losses coming up.
A dream featuring teeth crumbling generally represents feelings of powerlessness. This teeth dream imagery reflects insecurity you are currently experiencing in some area of your life. The concerns could be about personal health. I have poor health.
Do you eat Oreos and Mountain Dew at 3 a.m.? Of course you have poor health.
Body image. I have issues with my body image right now.
Again, see my previous statement.
Relationships or job related. When you see your teeth crumbling in your dreams, you are reminded of the cost of a decision you've made or a dilemma that can be costly or risky. Crumbling teeth dreams can be a call to look at what is falling apart in your life and needs some attention, which is exactly the question that you guys have provided to me is...
They're talking about the camper.
What's fall? Okay, so I had this dream Friday night, mm-hmm. and Saturday we worked on the camper for the final time.
Yeah.
You think that's what it is?
To me, when
you have it on Saturday night too?
No, I did not.
Nope.
To me, your dreams are you sorting out because your brain takes in so much information. You process
and porn,
just
and porn.
And I count that among the information. Is it a large
porn
percentile?
In your brain?
Yeah, yeah.
I want porn in my brain.
I got porn on the brain right now.
I have to go on the internet to do that.
Doctor said I got a bad case of porn brain. But to me, it's like you see so much crap during the day, and you only process what you need. So the rest of the – when you're sleeping, your brain processes everything and sorts it out. But you're saying, Heather, you think it's a predictor of things to come, mm-hmm. this dream, and not sorting out what has already happened, but a predictor of what will happen next.
I think so. I think there's a little bit of clairvoyance in Blake Clayton.
Oh, wow.
Blake Clayton!
Fortune.
Can I yell it now? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Am I late?
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Okay, so that was one thing. So we can attest it to possibly being because of the camper, which I will go into the camper
or
next.
Because you ate Oreos and Mountain Dew at 3.
No, I've done really good. I have not been – this Mountain Dew right here, this is the first one I've had after 6:30 in like weeks.
Oh, look at you.
Okay.
He's all grossed
Hold on. Does
up.
That mean that you could drink as much Mountain Dew as you wanted every single other day before 6:30? Before
it
today?
Until 6. It's not a timer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm drinking like 5 or 6 a day, but then come 6:30, cutting it off.
Just finish your Mountain Dew dialysis in the afternoon.
That's right.
Dualysis.
Because right now they're having a promotion called the Deucision. Whether it's,
are you kidding me?
No. It's either Baja Blast or the Black something.
Magnet.
And I Baja Blast every time. Okay, so we'll go straight into
that. Is that the final decision?
Yes, that's my decision is Baja Blast.
Do they have a thing where you take a selfie of drinking a Mountain Dew on the toilet and they call it like a dookie?
Could
a
be.
Mountain Dew-Dew.
A Mountain Dookie.
Dew dropping.
So when we last left, Heather, Dustin, you luckily weren't here.
Luckily?
Yeah, because...
I always want to be here. That says more about me than it does about
the show.
I think
you just kept a few teeth in this man's mouth for his next dream.
Right. So we discussed last time about my camper issues, and you guys were very direct and very quick to say, I'm not interested in helping, which is fine.
Which has been the case for the last handful of your stories.
So as we know, the main cable on the camper broke, was unable to lift it up. We record this every 2 weeks. So that weekend after, I bought all the tools, bought all the stuff, had two buddies of mine up there. 7 hours. I worked on it for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And when the moment of truth came, we started to crank it up, and it did this. It went up, but it was not up the same level as the rest of them. So Garrett's like, well, was it a success? And I go, it wasn't a failure because – it was going up and down. It just wasn't right. So I of course, obsessed about that for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Bought all new cable again, and I thought I made about a 2.5-inch error in measurement.
Because you needed a little bit more slack to crank it all the way.
Sure.
Right?
And that's what I thought.
Okay.
And so I went through the whole process again this Saturday.
How much time did you shave off of that, though?
Yes. Okay, so the first time we had 3 people. And it took 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This time we had 2 people, and it took me 3 hours.
Yeah.
Those are good numbers.
Look there.
But then I went to crank it up again.
Crank it.
And it was 2.5 inches shorter again. And I said, well, it can't be that cable because we measured and triple measured and quadruple measured. So I got underneath it, tightened it up a little more tension, which I was not expecting needing. And as I was under it, putting that final twist on it, I heard Molly going, "It's working! It's working!"
Yeah.
So I just kept doing that until they're like, "It's level!" And so we lifted it up, and now that part of the camper is fixed.
So all I had to do was tighten it a little bit underneath, and you would have been golden?
The first one, if I would have continued to tighten it after replacing all the wires, I would have
been
golden.
But now you know, and you're a smarter guy for having done it.
Yeah, and now
you can replace cables like that.
Yeah, now I have a rivet gun, which I'll never use again. I have a swag tool, which I'll never use again. I have a bolt cutter that I will never use again.
Stuff we all get.
Right, so if you guys need to borrow a $30 swag tool, let me know.
I might need to borrow a bolt cutter.
A what?
A bolt cutter.
I thought she said butt clutter.
That's what I was like.
I just can't speak words.
Well, I'm not even going to talk about this third thing. What's your problem, Heather, with you needing a butt clutter?
No, just a bolt cutter. Sorry.
So the Clayton Camping Clan is about to...
The KKK.
Well, Molly's like, hey, we need...
racist.
Molly goes, we need to have a Facebook page for our family so we can, you know, they can see the pictures of our adventures on our camping trips.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
So she goes, what do you want to call it? And I was like, the Clayton Clan. I go, Clayton Camping Clan. I go, but be different. Put K's on all of it.
Yeah.
And she didn't do that. So I will make sure. I mean, if you were on Facebook, I would. But if you guys want invitations.
I'm getting on Facebook this week. I made a decision.
To the private.
About time.
You're getting on Facebook? Oh.
No, he's just lying.
Why you got to mess with my emotions, Jason?
It would be so much easier if he was.
It would be so much easier. Why?
I could tag you in so many pictures when you set up a profile. You'd have so many likes.
Oh, man. That does sound really good.
Is it hot in here?
It's super hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
It is hot.
Yeah.
All right. I'll rectify that. After I tell you the story.
Rectify, damn near killdify.
What is up with you right now?
Dustin will be performing his one-man stand-up show.
He's so happy.
He'll be opening for Hannibal Buress here in the future.
Ooh, good gig, man. Good gig.
That is a good gig.
I have a story, too. Mm-hmm. Can I trump your story real quick?
Sure.
What's your problem?
I tell you what, I got a tree that hangs over my driveway and over my garage, and... I didn't know this. It's not on my calendar, and I do keep a calendar, but the past 2 days have been avian Thanksgiving, which I don't know if you guys are aware of this. This is
birds are thankful for something?
That's right, and they had a massive Thanksgiving meal, and they took huge dumps all over my truck.
Lovely.
My truck is outside right now, and you can see it. It's only on my driver's side door. Massive white streaky shits.
Why your truck was white now?
Did you? Oh my God!
There's one on the passenger side door too.
There's one.
I did see that. Yeah.
Did you see the driver though?
Streaks all the way down.
Did you see the driver's side?
No.
I'm not joking. It looks like someone filled a balloon up with white paint and hit it. It's disgusting.
It's like Tom Sawyer whitewashing the fence.
It's like Tom Sawyer fooled some kid into whitewashing my truck. That's right.
It's so much fun, you wouldn't even believe it.
What? Has that ever happened to you where just birds just day after day? It's day after day. And my truck can't be in the same spot.
It's the geese.
It's the geese?
It's the geese.
How do geese get up on top of your cars?
Oh, no, they just shoot. It splatters down. Because they don't have toilets.
Well, are you telling me birds don't have toilets?
Nope.
The whole earth is their toilet.
The government is trying to ban all the goose specific bathrooms. Goose specific.
I'm starting to get whatever Dustin's got. I'm starting to get a little loopy. I'm sorry to trump your story. I just had to tell everyone how my truck's covered in feces.
It's interesting.
Been there.
My final problem is again. We were talking about how it was hot in here. I just turned the air conditioner on. I don't know if it works. Usually it doesn't work.
I feel something.
At the beginning of the year, it usually doesn't work. So
I could imagine, yeah.
Because it's from 1937.
Ooh.
But so we've been sleeping with the window open upstairs, the patio door. There's one thing that I hate more than anything else in the world.
Hearing your neighbors fornicate.
No, I enjoy that. They haven't been having sex lately.
Lame.
I wonder if they broke up, but they're just living there.
Send them flowers. Like, just send anonymous flowers to the door.
Aw.
Yeah.
Really see how that goes.
Send them a dildo.
It's always good advice.
A dildo bouquet.
Somebody in this vicinity here has put up their wind chimes for the summer, and
ooh.
I hate wind chimes.
Me
women
too,
chimes?
Yeah.
Women
chimes? Wimbledon chimes?
What the fuck is up with you tonight? he's just like, I'm just going to sit and wait and I'm going to pounce on everybody. Women chimes.
He picked his moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he doesn't regret it.
Oh, no. wind chimes, do they bug anybody else?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're unnecessary. There is nothing. My mom has like 70 of them hanging off her patio.
What's worse, the metal ones or the bamboo ones?
Oh, probably the bamboo.
Bamboo, you say? Know. You say metal?
Heather, I would assume you would like them. You seem kind of new agey, and that's kind of spiritual.
They're just loud.
Do you own
though.
A dream catcher?
No.
Okay.
That's cultural appropriation.
Too. Oh, okay.
That's why I don't own a dream catcher. I'm sorry. That is why I don't own a dream catcher. But no, wind chimes are annoying. I think the worst ones are when they have those big, like big giant metal ones, and they're like gung.
Yeah, the big. Yeah, and it keeps going.
And the bamboo ones just sound real inexpensive and cheap. They're like.
It's unnecessary. There's no reason to have wind chimes. If you need to know if it's windy outside, go look outside.
Or if you enjoy the sound, put them in your house and get a fan.
Yes.
I like that.
Put them in
your
house.
So you can hear them, yes. And not everybody else.
Yeah. Because I can't. Last night I could not sleep. I was just, and all I heard was these, and it's probably a block down the road, but I can still hear it.
Were those used to like to detect if like storms are coming? It's very musical out here.
Yeah. If you use them for that reason, it's cultural appropriation. So.
Well, I think we found our episode title.
I spelled that wrong. Appropriation. I said procreation. I don't know.
Cultural procreation. I like that.
Jason, you obviously don't own any wind chimes.
Now, why would you say that?
Because they would bug the hell out of you, I would assume.
Right. I don't want that.
You
I get pissed.
To have them like hanging level.
Yeah. Because I'm a crazy guy. That's one of the things I love about winter is when you step outside in the morning and it's 100 degrees below zero and everything's just quiet. And the only noise is the creaking of you walking on the ice. But now I wake up, it's like 8 in the morning. I'm like, hey, I want to sleep till 9. But I can't because the GD birds are outside. Meep, 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 beep, 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 beep. Like, come on, man. So, yeah, wind chimes, same effect. That piss. I wouldn't stand for it.
To me, it's like, okay, here's a sound. This is my property. If you could just hear it in your like little dome, that's fine. But everybody in the neighborhood does not need to hear. Isn't that a beautiful sound?
What are you doing after this?
I thought that was an Asian person just now. So, do you have any yard ornamentation?
No,
none at all.
None
I like
at all.
Pinwheels. Those are cute.
Those are fine. Pinwheels are fine.
I have gnomes.
Ooh. No,
we used to have gnomes, but they kept getting broken. The only yard thing we have is we have a rock, a big, huge rock. Not a big, but like a size of a frisbee. And it says the Claytons on it.
Oh, okay.
And then we have little rocks around it that has everybody's name, even Rory's, but it's spelled wrong.
Aww.
But so that's about all we have, you know. And then I can't sleep. We have to have the windows open because it costs $4,000 to run the air conditioner, and it doesn't run up. Upstairs.
Yeah, it's always hotter on your second level.
And so it's just like, what do I do? What do I do?
We find it after the show, and we break it.
That's and then we put it on. We keep it on their doorstep, though.
And then we give it away to a listener.
Yeah. We'll give you a piece of their wind chime, but just one, so that way it doesn't hit against anything else.
Right, right. Just some fishing line with one piece of broken wind chime.
Just blowing in the wind,
it's
making
the
no
wind
noise
chime
at all.
Of all, isn't it? The one that just hangs and
they can
nothing.
Make like a pan flute out of it. Or
ooh,
something.
There you go.
A little whistle.
Can you whistle reverse?
What do you mean?
So, yeah,
suck it in.
I have to suck
I
it.
Have to.
I have to.
I can't.
We're
I
whistle
have to
buddies. Sometimes I can do it out.
Whistle buddies.
But I mostly have to do it in.
It's a sparrow.
Oh, that was
you guys are innies?
Innies, for sure.
Yeah.
Are you guys outies?
We're up an outie.
It's like a steamboat.
Yeah, we're
you can
at,
call
we're
all
outies.
The
steamboats.
Outie 5000.
Man.
He's ready.
Those are some good problems that we heard.
Yeah.
Now, see, I'm going to quit doing this segment because...
Nice problems, man.
Jeez.
Those were interesting problems.
Every time I get done with them, you guys all look at me like, those were the stupidest 20 minutes we've ever spent on this show.
I have a funny problem.
Okay.
I went to go to Indiana this weekend, and I went with Adam because I still get a little freaked out going... It's like all country roads to get there.
Your parents
live. Well, one time it took me nine... Yeah, my parents live there, so that's why... And so that's scary in and of itself. But it took me 9 hours to get there one time, and
that
I had a flat
right.
tire, and I got sick... Okay. It was very stressful. So I don't like to go there by myself. But halfway there, his, what do you call it, muffler?
I was going to say penis.
Broke
yeah,
right by the
going.
Carburetor.
And so then, like, it was so loud. And we had to go back. We were like, we can't do this. Yeah. The whole, like, and you were sitting in your seat, and it was, like, vibing. But not, like, a nice vibing.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, a bad vibing.
Because that could have been fun.
And carbon
monoxide. It could have been, but it wasn't.
Probably carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we kept those windows rolled up. So that was our fun weekend.
The muffler came off the vehicle?
No, it didn't come off. It was just cracked completely, like, right by the carburetor. So, like, right underneath where we were sitting. So it was not a great car ride. And it was, like, so late at night.
Don't go to Indiana. Just tell your parents they have to come to you.
They have really
My
bad
mom
liquor
tried to come
too.
To me, and her tire popped. It's something about that Illinois-Indiana border, man.
It's basically...
it's the time change.
Yeah, they don't celebrate it all year.
Half the year they're off.
Half the year they're off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
So stupid Hoosiers. You're not... Maybe you should just Skype with your parents.
My mom actually ended up coming the rest of the way, but... I don't want to Skype with them. They don't
She
get
was
it.
Riding in that vibrating car. She was
like your mom was orgasming a bunch.
Oh no! I'm sorry. No, she had her friend Gloria with her. But.
Gloria.
Oh, there you go.
I had to beat.
Gloria.
I had to beat him to it. Like I was like going, Gloria. Okay, what's that? Like, when Dustin's on the show, you've got to hit it or quit it.
Is that the rule?
Oh, do you have to hit Dustin?
You have to have sex with him and then stop having sex with him.
I'm just a piece of meat to you.
Man, let's listen to some messages now.
Yeah. Messages, please.
Segway.
IBWIP quick tip. After opening a new jar of mayonnaise, let it sit out overnight so it may age properly.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burnswhenip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, this is Tater Todd Johnson, and I'm here with a word, special word, words. Are you tired of smelling the cost of cigarettes? If patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage or wattage or whatever that means, and wanting to build your own coils. Letting the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that'll give you exactly what you're looking for. Or my name ain't Tater Tot. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, friendly, knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if you can't make the trip, shop with a click. Click. I want to emphasize that's a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order. Or my name ain't Tater Tot, and it definitely is Tater Tot Johnson.
Are you sure it's...
I'm Tater Tot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, just a little segue there, Rocky Top Vapor, Vaping Collective, we released the antimatter e-liquid review last week.
To rave reviews.
We got some feedback from Michael here.
Ooh.
Michael, don't call me Mike, right?
Yes, don't call me Michael. Don't call me Michael. But it says, okay. First, tell Biggie that if there's no nicotine, that it really won't go bad, quote unquote. The extracts just steep and get it more potent over time. If there's nicotine in it, the shelf life is about 1 year.
People listen to the show?
To know.
People listen to the
show? Oh, yeah. That's only three people. It says, we both thought it was awesome. Watching it made us miss you guys like crazy, though. We need to plan a get-together again soon.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
That's sweet.
We miss you guys.
Yeah. So
they don't miss me. I don't even know them.
But they miss you.
That's cool.
I
wish I could have gone.
They miss the voice, Dustin. Yeah. Because if they feel...
Uh-oh.
So, oh. People that listen to the show,
yeah.
Over time, they have a kinship.
We're their friends.
I listen
to podcasts. I know how it is.
Do you listen to this podcast?
Every week.
Oh, I thought you shook your head like, nope. Not going to do it.
Not a chance.
All right, well, let's do this plug, and then we'll continue on our merry, merry way.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
That's my favorite part of that. That is almost as good as Heather's.
Boom.
You ever notice that?
What?
We'll play it right now.
Have you never noticed that about your promo?
Have you ever not noticed that? We'll do your...
You must not listen to the show because we've talked about it.
Well, here, listen really close to...
There's no secret she doesn't listen to the show, okay?
Yeah.
It can be exciting to start new relationships. The ins and outs of getting to know each other, the inside jokes you create, and the frank and honest conversations about anything and everything. I, Heather, am beginning a new relationship with Heather, a Kaluna shrub that grows in Europe and Asia Minor. She's a wildflower with a roaming spirit and a tough exterior. I thought, what better way to get to know my new shrubbery than to discuss the ins and outs of sex? We'll be taking a look at each other and laughing about how funny scrotums look, peppering it with facts and friendship. Sex with Heather will be coming on Wednesdays, only at fcfnetwork.com.
We every time we play that, either on this show or on Couch Pilots, we always comment on the pow. Yeah. I think I like it.
Well, I don't get to listen to the promos while I'm doing my podcast. So I'm just like, yeah, I think I remember what that one sounds like.
It has something to do with these douchebags doing...
Well, the thing is that...
That guy's talking about beer.
If you are doing your show, then you won't hear your own promo.
That's
so. So you'd have to listen to other shows.
Oh, wait, that's how that works?
To hear other people's promos.
I've been playing my promo every week.
Are you not looking at me because of shame?
A little bit.
You can look at me. It's all right.
Okay.
I'll shame you. I'll shame you no matter if you're looking at me or not.
Okay, good to know.
This is getting awkward.
Oh, she's fine. You're fine.
I'm fine.
All right, well, that's the introduction to a brand new segment called IBWIP History Class. And if it goes halfway decent, we'll continue. But what we're going to do is, you know, our listeners from time to time have been out of school for a long time. You know, most 16-year-olds don't listen to this show. And a lot of times there's major things that happen in history that we forget about. We forget about and we don't remember all the detailed facts. And I thought, you know, we tell dick jokes, we do characters, and we just do a lot of stupid stuff. And it's time to give back. I mean, Bernie would probably want it this way.
Bernie would love this. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, why not pick a subject in history every once in a while and kind of go around the room and talk about it and talk about some of the facts about it.
No, yeah, why not? I'm always learning. If I wake up and then go to bed and I haven't learned anything,
you've wasted your
day. It's a waste of the day.
Yeah. So since Dustin's on the show, I thought, what better subject to talk about than prohibition.
Are you trying to say I need to stop drinking?
No, I'm saying that you drink heavily all the time.
And
there was one. There was a time in the United States where you would not have been able to do that.
Oh, that is not
legally.
True. I'd have been going to a speakeasy.
Ooh.
Carrie Nation in the speakeasy. Oh,
well played. Yeah.
Is that why you're wearing that shirt?
Yes.
Actually, it also has the fact that my wife last 2 weeks ago made me go through all my T-shirts.
You had to get rid of some?
I got rid of 50, and I still have probably 200 left.
What?
Did you take them to Goodwill?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Boo.
So were there any good ones?
Oh, yeah. There was.
I need to go to Goodwill then?
Yeah, there were some good ones.
Okay. Heather, how many T-shirts do
you
have?
I should have thought about that. I didn't think about it.
That's all right. I have too many anyway.
But a lot of them are rare ones. You know what I mean? Like, they don't that are not in, you know, that aren't they don't make anymore, you know?
Should have used them for a fundraiser.
You should have made a quilt.
Or that.
An AIDS quilt.
Molly said something about a quilt, but I'm like, first of all, I'd have to decide which ones I wanted. And then it's like $200 to have somebody make that quilt.
You could make it yourself, half-assed.
Yeah.
The camper took me 14 hours to fix. How long do you think it's going to take me to make a quilt?
As long as there's no cables involved.
Right. So let's just go through and let's talk about what we know about Prohibition.
It was a dark time in the history of America.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I got to say.
You think it was a dark time?
I think so.
Now, I'm going through and trying to find some dates, and I believe it was in the 1920s
mm-hmm.
is when Prohibition first took effect. And basically what Prohibition was, you couldn't make, sell, distribute,
yep.
or transport alcohol of
Why?
Any kind.
Why?
Well, okay, I'll... You know, okay,
please. Yes, well, please.
It started, there was an Irish family in, I believe it was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And it was Ned and Sally McGregor.
Wow, this is very... Okay.
Sure. And they had a bar. Mm-hmm. You know, every mm-hmm. Irish family has, you know, a bar.
Always.
So the McGregors had this bar, and there was a huge fight one night, and people's muskets were out, and they were shooting each other. And the founding fathers in the 1920s said, listen, like George Washington and Ben Franklin, they said, hey, we can't have a country be a bunch of sloppy drunks.
When did those guys die?
I don't.
When did the founding fathers die?
One of them died like 6 weeks ago.
We're talking about Prohibition.
It was like the first set of three.
Because of what happened at the McGregor's pub, that's what caused Prohibition.
They said the alcohol caused a fight, so we have to stop it?
Yep.
The founding fathers said that?
Mm-hmm.
But did you know doctors actually could prescribe alcohol as a medicine?
Oh.
And you could legally consume it that way.
Just like weed today.
Grandpa's cough medicine. You ever heard that phrase?
It was snake oils, right? Was that what we called?
I don't know.
No, maybe. Snake oils are like fake medicines where they like give you medicine that's not really medicine and they're trying to sell you on stuff. And so it's like snake oil.
Okay.
Because I think snake oil was supposed to be like a face thing, but it wasn't very good for
you.
Where
does snake oil come from? Do you have to have the Indian rug burn the snake to get it out of it?
Well, it's a lie. So it comes from a lie.
Snakes don't produce oils.
No.
It's kind of like my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it comes
exactly.
from a lie. The whole being
molested.
That's why your teeth are falling out.
Because I was molested?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great...
Someone fondled the shit out of your canines and your incisors?
It's not how I remember it. But anyway, so
the
yeah.
The proof is in the shaved so ice and teeth in your hands.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how Prohibition came to be.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All I know about Prohibition is there's tunnels. This whole great nation is covered with secret tunnels.
That's why, and today, that's why we're having all the pothole issues and sinkholes.
I thought it was mobsters.
Well, the mobsters had to do with Prohibition. There was bootlegging.
Oh, mobsters.
Yeah, there was bootlegging in Peoria.
Really?
Yeah, like Peoria was a huge hub for whiskey distilling back in the day.
They tried to monopolize it here
yeah,
in Peoria.
Yeah, they did. And Capone had people that were running things out of a building for him, like legit. I think it was down on Water Street.
Down on Water Street. That's where that song came from.
Sure.
Wow, I'm learning a lot. So you're saying that all the tunnels that they'd use to smuggle booze actually caused today's potholes and sinkholes?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Holy cow. I always thought it was like coal mines, or just like shifts and like tectonic plates and stuff. But that's not.
No, there's no such thing as tectonic plates.
I just thought it was our crumbling infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly. There's tectonic music.
There's no such thing as tectonic plates. You're telling me now.
No.
And the founding fathers died weeks ago.
When have you ever bought tectonic plates?
I have
a whole set of them.
Tectonic plates?
No, technotronic plates.
Oh, this beat is.
Oh.
This plate is technotronic.
Ooh, I like that.
A place to stay.
There's one reason, just one reason alone that Prohibition is a bad idea. The KKK supported it. Like that, anything they're down with can't be a good
they
idea.
They had crisp white linens. I support crisp white linens.
Well, and what was their stance? The KKK's stance of why they believed in Prohibition. I don't remember that. Do you remember that?
Because they made moonshine, probably, and drank it secretly in their weird white cabins. and while they jacked each other off.
They had white cabins?
Know. I'm assuming.
They jacked I am learning an unbelievable amount during this segment.
Yeah.
The KKK members, that's part of it? Like, when you get your little KKK coin, you jerk each other off in white cabins?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a blind pig? Have you ever heard
no!
that term?
I've been blind while fucking some
okay,
pigs.
Well, that may tie into it, but a blind pig was a dive bar that you could go to that you would pay to see an animal or something, and you would receive a complimentary drink. I don't know if that's like a donkey show. Like,
it could be.
You know?
A blind pig sounds like the cousin to a donkey show where you think you're going to see something
exactly.
really great, and all it is
that
like,
pig's
this was
fucked.
The smallest deer in the world.
I'm going to drink.
And it's not.
So the prohibition, obviously, January of 1920.
Okay,
that's when it took effect, and it was the 18th Amendment, which everybody knows what the 18th Amendment said.
Yeah, and Heather, you'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. 18th Amendment supporters went so far as to want to have the Bible rewritten to remove any references to alcohol.
That's
crazy.
That's just like the Amish.
That's white people crazy.
That's just
oh,
like the,
yeah,
that's just like the Amish.
Crazy.
They're like, oh, okay, here's some rules. Okay, well, we're
Jesus turned the Sunny Delight into
the water into Sunny Delight.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. That's it.
But Amish people are the same way. They have their the what's it called? The Quran?
No. Yeah.
The burka.
Rumshaker.
Rammstein.
Rumshaker.
There's so many rums.
Ramadan.
But
Ronald Reagan.
If there was some of them that didn't like all the rules, they would then make their own sect, and they would then make their own rules. That's why that's the problem I have with the Amish.
That's six.
But
you have problems with the Amish?
Yeah, tons of problems.
What are you looking at?
Amish people.
That's one of the problems that Blake has.
Fucking yappy dog. Yeah, that's one of the problems I have.
Mm-hmm. Just with the Amish, just every once in a while, you're just overcome with your problem with the Amish. It's like, God damn it, the Amish. Have you ever seen that, like, going
Lord
out?
Hezekiah's like, at it again.
Have you ever seen, like, Straight Out of the Amish or whatever, and
yeah.
that show?
Where they go out into, like, they take, like, seven of them and they put them in New York City.
And they have, like, weird drama.
Amish in the city.
So, like, he is hitting on
well,
her
yeah.
husband.
The only thing I know about the Amish is that Weird Al, he was Amish for, like, a summer in, like, the mid-90s.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know
He was
about.
Just going through some different
Amish
things.
Amish paradise, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Churning lots of butter. He raised a barn on Monday, and soon he'll raise another.
So the 18th Amendment did not get rebuked until December 5th of 1933. So for 13 years.
It was a very Merry Christmas that year.
Yeah, but for 13 years,
the government missed out.
The U.S. was completely dry.
No,
not one. Wow. There was not one alcohol.
There were speakeasies.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's where you just go and read poetry.
I don't think so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'll have to type.
I
it
think
up here.
People smoked jazz cigarettes, but they were drinking.
I would argue that there was more alcohol.
Should you smoke
being drank,
cigarettes yeah? when you're dancing to jazz music?
Probably.
Really?
I think it might make jazz better.
How can you snap if you have a cigarette in your hand? Good point.
Did you know booze cruises were invented during Prohibition?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's a booze cruise?
You're about the international waters?
Exactly. That's
booze
what they did.
Cruise.
They would drift out into international waters where maritime law was in effect and they could drink however much they wanted.
But if you lived in Omaha, Nebraska,
you're fucked.
Then you just go drive in the cornfield and you call it a booze cruise.
Is there international airspace? If you go up so far, can you start drinking that you're out of
Yeah.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's considered like airspace, but I think...
You have to mix it, whatever you drink, you have to mix it with Tang.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like this, like an astronaut.
Yep.
So like a hot air balloon, you get up there a certain height?
That's pretty high up. You got to get really high up. Like the droidens.
Sputnik?
Sputnik.
No, I don't know what Sputnik is.
Sputnik is the first satellite, first thing to be launched into
space.
No,
it's those donuts made from potatoes.
Yeah, from here.
That's a spud.
Local.
And that's just a name for a potato.
Satellite.
I think we're all very confused on our definitions here.
I think we're getting a lot of things ironed out right now.
My hair.
I'm a baby.
I am going to park my RV, and then I'm going to unload this shit over the bridge.
Heather, is this what you came from Bloomington for?
I came from Bloomington to listen to just this.
So
I feel like I read up on Prohibition, and I haven't heard these things, but I'm willing to listen, and I'm willing to take in what I've
heard. Is there anything that you...
The only thing I know about is that car accident, and then the green light, America.
Dynamite boom?
Great Gatsby.
It sounds like you're just saying words.
All those words go with the Great Gatsby, and that's the only thing I know about Prohibition.
You're like, Prohibition, I know a lot about it.
Daisy.
There was an accident, cars, a green light.
People had fancy clothes back then, though, and they had real nice parties.
I'm learning so much, but I'm not going to leave here tonight until we all admit that the KKK had wonderful pressed white linens.
That they wore in their white cabins while they jerked each other off.
Well, I don't know about that part.
I'm not sure that I can guarantee that they were really, truly white.
What was with the coin? You said something about KKK coins?
Yeah. What did you say, Bitcoins?
Are they like Bitcoins?
Yeah, if you get them now, you can use it as online currency. It's physical metal coins you can get. You usually see them at like flea markets or thrift stores or something, and you can take them online, and there's a special like a promo code on the back, and it turns into like a Bitcoin online currency.
Shit, they were really ahead of their time planning for promo codes.
You know, they're not all bad. I mean, they're pretty bad. Mm-hmm. The KKK is pretty bad, but they're not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any of those at your thrift store with your racist hand towels?
Oh, yeah, what is that called?
Your 14-inch Adolf Hitler doll.
Did I have that?
I think Ryan had it at his store.
Oh,
but one of the stores you were affiliated with.
I thought that was
Ed Sullivan.
No!
Ed Sullivan just has a really broken cross in his hand.
Or Jack Parr, I thought it was.
Now, am I correct in understanding that Prohibition was repealed in part because of the population dip, because people stopped fucking?
Right, yeah. That's another thing.
Oh. I was under the impression it was so that the U.S. could start making that green off everyone drinking.
Tax. No taxation without representation.
Nice, fellas.
Does that mean that booze became a part of Congress? Is that what you mean?
I know President Roosevelt was like ready to get drunk. Like he even
He's like, fuck this shit.
Well, I don't think that was
the
direct
quoted
quote.
As saying that, right?
It's right here on the internet. It says,
I thought it was...
President Roosevelt said, fuck this shit.
He rode in with his Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You have to... I believe that all of the people in politics were still drinking. Like, come on.
Damn.
They're all doing coke now. They were all drinking beer then.
Amen to that.
Well, if you think about it, coke is the new whiskey, probably.
It is the new whiskey. You're right.
For rich people.
Right, exactly. Well, back then, you know, to get good whiskey, you had to be rich, right?
Oh, man.
It's silly to think about.
You can just make it in your outhouse.
Yeah, you can make it in your toilet.
Hobo wine.
How about wine? I love hobo wine.
What's the ingredients?
Beets.
And by Dre?
Yeah, beets by Dre.
Some headphones and water. Headphones fermenting in like a toilet, upper decker.
Yeah, the fruit that the rabbits in my backyard haven't eaten.
And bologna. Like, you're supposed to put bologna in there too, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I used...
What's it called?
I used honey glazed ham.
What was it called?
Hobo wine.
Hobo wine?
Hobo wine. I think there might actually be hobo meat in it.
Hobo meat.
You know what's funny is I love this kind of wine, and one of my friends is just like, that is some straight up fucking hobo wine. And I was like, no, it's not. Let's Google it.
Where did it come from?
It came from Franzetti's, which is a small grocery store in Bloomington. But we looked it up online, and then the website we found it on was Hobo Wines.
It tastes like it's been poured through an old boot.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Something endearing.
Do you want the ingredients?
I agreed. Yes.
I would like the ingredients of hobo wine.
Okay. you are the... Okay. This will make 2 gallons of wine. 2 cans of juice concentrate at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick strawberry, grape, whatever. As long as it doesn't contain any preservatives. 2 cups of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
1 packet of champagne yeast, which, I mean...
Who doesn't have that on the
shelf? Who doesn't have that? And then 1 gallon of water.
Oh, see, now who's going to have that?
Yeah, where are you going to get a gallon of water?
Mm-hmm. And then just age it in a pair of old jeans.
And then you boil the water.
Uh-huh.
And then you whisk it. Ooh. And then you add the sugar and...
Boy, oh boy, that does sound good.
I
think it's pretty insulting that they are assuming that hobos have whisks.
right, yeah. I've
like, how the fuck am I supposed to get a whisk out here?
So, Prohibition. Obviously, it was a good thing for the country.
I really feel like we hit on all the points.
I do. Does anybody else have any...
There was no craft beer back then, so I'm glad I was not alive.
All right. Thank you very much. And that was IBWIP History Class.
and that's why.
Did you watch the video for that?
No, I didn't.
Who is that?
Tall & Oates.
Who is you?
That video says, yeah, we did a lot of coke while making this video. That's what that video says.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's like really like scantily clad dudes and chicks. And this was on MTV in like probably 87.
Is that the album where Hall & Oates are wearing a lot of makeup on the album?
It may
cover?
As well be. It may as
There's
well
one
be.
They've got like... lipstick and rouge or blush, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Speaking of lipstick and rouge.
Rock-a-bye baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
We have the first ever IBWIP birth announcement to make. As many of you know, our good friend Brett Conlin and his
Heartland Heartthrob.
Yeah, the Heartland Heartthrob and his baby mama?
Well, officially now, yes.
Baby mama, Nani, had the birth of their first child together, and I've got some information regarding that.
Oh, here we go.
I wrote it down, but I'm going to take it straight from the text message conversation that I had with our beloved.
I'm just glad you're not playing that crying baby sound
effect. I thought about doing it.
When he announced it?
No yeah. need for oh, celebrating for that.
Awful.
So I said, hey, we need all of Waylon's stats for our IBWIP birth announcement tomorrow night. He goes, it sleeps all day and gets milk drunk all night. What else do you want to know? I said, well, birth stats, right? That's what... Girls, like, when they have babies, they memorize their birth stats, right?
Yeah, like, how many free throws the baby can make.
What's on her trading card?
Right. If you flip over her trading card, yeah. What does it say? Well, he says, she is a female Caucasian, 7 pounds, 13 ounces, 20 inches long. She's recovering from a broken clavicle.
Holy hell.
Suffered shit. At birth.
Aww.
And I thought...
It's a strong vagina.
I was going to say, Brett's a lucky man.
Yeah. It says, came out with a head full of hair. And so I said, broken clavicle? Seriously? Ouch. Because I thought maybe he was joking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, he the baby had, she had a broken clavicle. She was born at 9:47 a.m. At Broman Hospital in Normal, but she's anything but normal.
Oh.
And that was on April 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're anxiously waiting for Nani's vagina to heal up.
We all are.
So we can get her in the studio and find out more about this baby.
We have to wait until her vagina is okay.
That's the only way we have girls in here, is if they have fully functioning,
right.
Completely healed, scabless vaginas.
So, spoiler alert, listeners.
Yeah, so I said, hey, we will also need pics of Nani's boobs for references, of course. He said, yeah, everything is going perfect. Ha ha, I understand. So will she, does you want front view or side action breastfeeding shot? ? I said, all three. Again, strictly for reference purposes. He says, oh yeah, totally.
Dustin, how do you like it? If you were requesting breast photos of a pregnant or recently pregnant woman,
uh-huh.
Profile, straight on, or feeding? What would you choose?
I don't know. Like,
I would take the profile.
Yeah, probably.
I would. I don't want to see, because I don't like when women breastfeed their babies out in public.
Heather?
Blake, you strike me as a nipple guy. You want to see nipple.
I want to see the side of the nipple. I want to see the
curvature of the breast.
If the baby's involved, it's blocking the spot you want to see.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Nani has large breasts in the first place. She just had this baby not even a week ago. Her breasts are at optimal. They'll never be this big again.
They're fully engorged.
But why are they fully engorged?
Because
it's lactating.
Well, hold on a second. We'll just do it this way. We'll go back to IBWIP.
Oh, we're doing a history class?
We're doing a sex education.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Well, in your question again for the listeners who just dropped dead laughing, all three of them, you said, "How? What are they filled with?"
Well, no. She said, "Why? Yeah. Why are they like that right
well,
now?
Because
why are they at their optimum?"
Because the
bouncy
the, a female. I don't know if you know this or not, but a female's body when they become pregnant, it kind of tells like the men's penis hits a button in her vagina, and it tells the lady's body to hey, start making milk because you're going to have a baby soon. And so the only place to put that milk, it would be crazy to like, we're going to put it underneath our arms. So they store all of this milk in the breast. And so and so when the baby comes out, you're supposed to feed them off your breasts, which then makes them
There's no way you didn't know all this already, right?
I did
you
know
knew,
all
you
that,
knew
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
You wanted to see if I knew it.
No, I wanted to just... The idea
you were expecting me to make a sexist comment.
Well, you've already done it, so it wasn't necessary for you to do it again. But it was just
they cancel each other out, though. If he says two,
in
right?
order to just sexualize Nani's very fruitful body. That's what I think that whole conversation.
Well, what
was
do you
doing.
Think men talk about when women aren't around? That's all we do is sexualize women.
I wonder if
every
like,
conversation we
do you
have,
think that's what we do too?
Oh, we don't think about that. You don't think about what women think.
Why would we waste our time? There's so much more stuff, like scientific stuff, to think about. But do you think, like she like shoot it? It's really like
what's that now?
Shooting a
squirt. I don't think they're having distance competition. Like wow, you shot it a foot further today, babe.
Hey.
I do feel like if any couple was going to,
it'd be
that
them.
Nani and Brett might be that couple.
Yeah.
Nani's like, hey, this is what you should have done 9 months ago, and like shoot it and squirt him in the face,
like target practice.
That sounds funny.
I feel like
you've spent a lot of time thinking about this.
No, I was gonna say I feel like you've knocked Dustin out of his mood. He was in a really good mood, and then you start talking this
creepy,
shit.
Creepy, man. Creepy as fuck.
Well, congratulations to Brett and Nani.
This
on
is
what
it all comes to. Is congratulations,
beautiful little girl. Wait, the name
Hopefully
was.
Hopefully, your little girl never listens to this.
Right.
Well, now hold on.
She'll be like, "That's my mom."
Wait a minute. Why that?
What an honor to be mentioned on the show.
Exactly. Waylon, Lorraine Conlon. So yep. Hey,
I bet
look
she's
at that.
Waylon because she's a baby.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Wail.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I heard she can wail.
They rock. You're right.
Going on his boobs. Go short. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck about your birthday. You'll find me in the
This is a game we sometimes play. It's called Celebrity Birthday Game, where we talk about celebrities that are having birthdays recently. Was that an audible fart?
I did nothing.
What, are you rushing? I did nothing.
I did nothing.
I did not make a fart.
For the first time tonight, I did not make the joke.
A butt joke. You see, we talk about celebrities and whether or not they're dead, because their birthdays are coming up, and you tell me if they're dead or alive, and then... if they're dead, you tell me how they died, and if they're still alive, you tell me how they will die.
Should we change this to Bon Jovi's Dead
not.
Or Alive? The intro and outro, Dead or Alive?
Maybe.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Wanted.
But nobody wants him.
Dead
or Alive.
We should make, we should do like a DJ mix where it's half 50 Cent, whatever that song
a
is.
A mashup?
Yeah.
I think
a sweet mashup.
I think we should change it because 50 Cent's pretty... non-relevant.
All you're doing right now is making more work for yourself, so do whatever the fuck you want to do with the intro.
Okay. Let's begin.
Let's begin.
This is the only game I'm good at.
Okay, here's a quick, just to get everyone refreshed and any new listeners, which would be everyone because it's usually one and done.
Hit it and quit it.
That's right. These are names we all know. Audrey Hepburn. This is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
She will be, or would have been if she's dead, she would be 88 years old on May 4th. She's best known for Breakfast at Tiffany's and the film My Fair Lady.
She's so beautiful.
Dead or alive?
She's dead.
Dead?
Dead.
All agree dead? Okay, and you guys know how she died?
She heard that song by Deep Blue Something way
too many
times.
I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Where were you at on that one, Heather?
She wasn't born yet.
No, not at all.
It's like Deep Blue. What?
I know that that's a song. Like,
yeah.
I know that.
The one hit one.
I know that's a song.
The guy at the time, the lead singer looked just like my uncle. little IBWIT P quick fact.
That's fun.
I had the CD single, which is just ridiculous.
I think I have the entire album.
Do you really? I'd like to have that.
You can have it.
I thought she died from only eating one meal a day. Just always
she
breakfast.
She was olive oil thin. Actually, she died from cancer. She did have cancer. Oh. So that's how she died. So that's just a quick refresher round. Now we're going to go individually,
okay.
And you'll tell me what you guys think. We'll start with this is something that Dustin will enjoy. Al Pacino will be or would have been 76 years old on April 15th. Famous actor known for such roles, film roles as The Godfather and Son of a Woman. Alive or dead?
I believe he's still alive.
Okay, and how will he die?
I think he will try to recreate that scene. Tony Montana, the cockroach, and he will inhale a mountain of cocaine. Coco?
Who do I fuck? Me! That's who!
And, yeah.
Overdose?
Yeah, and then isn't he married to Beverly D'Angelo?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think so. And he'll be like, man, what happened to Ellen Griswold? And then he'll die.
One of my favorite lines of his from Scarface is, he goes up to Michelle Pfeiffer, he goes, you like kiss? He says, do you like kids? But you like Kiss? And she's like,
they're
what?
Great.
Kiss.
Shout it out loud.
Wow. You like Kiss?
She was wearing an Ace Frehley shirt almost the entire film. So
I took her for more of a Star Child fan. That's crazy.
Suck a little breasts in that movie.
What's that?
Movie reference.
She's wearing those 70s.
Said succulent?
This
is a rotisserie chicken?
Kenny Rogers, rotisserie chicken. She wore those.
No, I'm imagining boobs like spinning around like a weird rotisserie.
Just dripping oil? Dripping snake oil off of it?
I like it. We got something going here.
But how would Nani's boobs look like in a rotisserie chicken maker?
Like a.
At all education, hit it.
Like a.
What we need is a don't education.
I have a punchline for it. I'm not going to read it, though.
Read it.
Okay.
Out loud.
You guys sing.
Read it. Out loud.
He will die. You're right. He is alive, so you get a point for that. And you get a point for your answer, too. It's very good. He's actually going to die from HPV. He was too much munching on that hoo-ha. wow, laughs.
There you go.
That's points for everyone.
That's a good one.
Points for everybody?
Everyone gets points on that one. Heather, Kevin James.
Kevin James.
50 years old on April 26th. Best known for The King of Queens and Paul Blart Blood Fart. Is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
Okay, and how will he die?
Just...
Is he
He's suffocated under the weight of his bad movies.
You know what?
He had one too many dreams about his teeth falling out.
I'm giving you 2 points for that answer because you're right. He's not. He is close to being suffocated. He will be choked to death by Adam Sandler. He will kill him when he realizes he's not Chris Farley.
Oh, I thought we're going to do some like duo costume where they pretended to be the same person.
More points.
And then
keep talking.
He was like sitting on Adam Sandler's shoulders.
Another point for that one,
Jason. And he just fell off and broke his neck.
You get points for saying blood fart.
Blood fart.
I only saw the movie once.
Never had a blood fart.
Get lucky.
Blake.
Thank you.
Yes, that's me. I am Blake.
Hear me roar.
Very good.
Blake Clayton.
Yes, I get points for that.
Another point there. It's a pretty good point. Channing Tatum, 35 years old on April 26th, best known for the 21 Jump Street series and Magic Mike. Is he alive or dead?
I would
What's
say
sad things to be known for.
Channing Tatum is alive.
Okay, and how... How will he die?
He will die in a freak homosexual sex act with Jonah Hill.
Okay. That's very close. It's actually very... He'll actually be murdered.
Oh.
I'm going to kill him because I'm going to tell him that I'm his biggest fan and we're meant to be together and he refuses me.
Oh, he refuses you?
That's funnier than you guys gave it credit for. this one has got to be for Dustin. Dwayne The Rock Johnson... 43 years old on May 2nd, known as one of the biggest WWE superstars of all time, and for the Fast and the Furious film series, alive or dead?
He's alive.
Okay. And how will he die?
He will no longer be able to smell what The Rock was cooking.
It's 15 points.
What? That's incredible.
Natural gas poisoning. He couldn't smell harmful fumes while he was cooking.
Wow.
Wow. Very good, Dustin.
That is good.
So that's almost all the points available.
Good camera work there.
This I think Heather's really gonna hate this one. Chris Brown, will be 26 on May 5th, known for beating the holy hell out of Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Rihanna.
You know what? Yeah. That wouldn't happen if she would have worked.
We're live.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Is this Periscope?
No.
Such a weird
place. We're live Facebook. Facebook Live.
Oh! Just every time. Oh, but Chris Brown is definitely going to be killed.
Is he alive?
He's
or
alive,
first?
Though.
Okay.
What is he going to be killed by? Just everyone. We're all just going to mutually vote him off the earth.
Off the planet. Mm-hmm, that can happen. Yeah. It's actually
like we're going to get so mad at Bernie Sanders not being president. Instead, we're just going to take advantage and just say, well, let's just kill Chris Brown then.
More points. Wow, great.
So there's no way Bernie's going to win now? Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty close. Makes me sad, but.
There goes
America's feeling the burn.
Unless every person in California votes. For Bernie.
So, people in California, if you're listening, vote for Bernie. This is your chance to make a difference in the world. Big E is watching us on Facebook Live.
What up, crew?
What up, crew?
What the fuck? Really? That's so funny.
Hey, Big E.
Hi, Big E.
Hey, Big E. What the fuck? Keenan Thompson. 37 years old on May 10th, known for SNL and the Nickelodeon series, all that. Is he alive or dead?
He's alive, and I'm actually enjoying him. I've been watching a lot of old SNLs with him on him. And
he's
fantastic. He's funnier. You know, usually, they're not that kind of funny, usually. But
he does Bill Cosby. He's like...
He does a very good... what's the black guy with the mustache with the... Harvey. Steve Harvey. He does a very good Steve Harvey, too.
Well, so he's alive. And how will he die?
How will he die? He will... Jeez, this is a tough one. How will he die? He will die. He will suffocate from wearing the Steve Harvey mustache on SNL skit.
That's 10 points.
He sniffs it up his nose.
It's very close. It's allergic reaction. His throat closes up. Like you were saying, suffocated, after eating a bad burger.
That's pretty close. That was
not a good burger.
Correct.
Is he the one that goes, what's up with that? And then they do that song.
What up with that?
What up with that?
What up with that? Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that?
And then the guy does the breakdancing in the background.
Jason Sudeikis? You goddamn right he does. All right, this is the last round.
Let's tell us what the points are so far.
Yeah.
You're all tied at 105.
Negative two.
Wow.
Dustin, Robert
Pattinson.
Pac-Man. He'll be 29 on May 13th, known for the Twilight series.
Oh!
Is he alive or dead?
Oh, hold on. Our friend Justin.
Who's that?
Towns Earl?
Justin! Oh, Justin.
He's...
old Justin Chambers?
No, not...
hey, Justin
not,
Chambers?
Not Justin Chambers.
Have you grown up yet?
Stafford from...
Classy Vape.
Formerly Classy Vape.
Formerly?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He's got a new line out.
I thought it was formally.
He's got formality. I didn't know what, but he has a new line coming out.
Formation.
Drip or die. He's going to be sending us some of it. And guess what one of them is called?
Formalware.
One of the flavors?
Vapes.
Diabetes?
Diabetes?
Diabetes.
Yes. Did he name them all after strange?
Hey, Justin. Diabetes.
Let's all say diabetes.
Blake Szymanski's on. We are.
Oh, Szymanski's on?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt the name. Go ahead.
That's all right. Is Robert Pattinson alive or dead?
He's dead.
Okay.
Is he alive or dead?
How did he die?
How did he die?
Well, his acting career died after the last Twilight movie.
Okay.
So he's dead. Diabetes.
Yeah, essentially you're wrong, but you're saying everything that I want to have happen, so you're getting a lot of extra points right now.
I don't know. I think the shelf life of Sparkling Vampires is about 5 years tops.
Yeah. What will happen to him is he will have disappeared and be assumed dead. Progressively got more and more pale until he completely vanished.
Yeah.
That's what happened to him.
That's a sad story. Tale as old as time.
Heather, this is your last one.
Hey, Brandy.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Hi, Brandy.
31 years old on May 14th.
Mark Zuckerberg?
That's right. Known for being the founder of Facebook. Is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
And how will he die?
He's going to die because him and his wife are going to be about to get it on, and he's going to go, you ready for the Fuckerberg?
The Fuckerberg?
Mm-hmm.
And his wife's going to kill him for making such a bad joke.
Okay, that's really wrong, but I'm giving you a lot of points for it because Fuckerberg has never been said before. He will die of loneliness. Ironically, he had no friends.
No friends.
Look at that joke.
Work it.
Look at that body. Work, he's been working out. Work. All he does is work. I'm going to win it right here.
This is the last one.
Winner, chicken dinner right here.
Bob Saget, 59 years old on May 17th. Known for Full House and being a filthy, dirty comic. Is he alive or dead?
He is alive and
how will,
kicking.
How will he die?
He will die in bed of a heart attack with four underage girls.
That's very close.
Very close.
It's actually going to be suicide.
We're on delay.
Suicide. He saw what he looked like in the Full House reboot and jumped in front of a bus.
Hey-o.
Hit the music, motherfucker.
So I won.
Yeah, you did win.
Way to go.
And that's how you kill 8 minutes.
All right, now it's the best time. Here, I'll take that from you. Biggie, listen up, because here's...
He wants to see Jason's boobs.
All right, well, here, now, Biggie, get ready. Take some notes, because this is how it's done right here.
Ball hey, bubbles. Guess what time it is? It's time to properly read the release schedule.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Episode 245, Draft That Ass, is now available. Episode 246, Return to Hatchet Wound, is also available. And episode 248, our next episode, inevitably titled Freebasing Freemasons, will be available on Friday, May 13th.
That's you already funny. Used that one.
No, I didn't.
You've already used that one.
No. No, we that came. We started doing that on Couch Pilots.
Oh.
That's right. That's
you
why it sounds
You started Freebasing Freemasons on Couch Pilots?
Yeah, we're using a lot
that
of
That sounds
crack
like a
cocaine.
Good pilot.
That's going to be our pilot we're going to write. Remember?
Yeah, that's the pilot we're going to write. Freebasing Freemasons.
And don't forget... May is National Photograph Month.
Photograph.
Def Leppard.
What's your price for flight?
That's not the right song at
What's
all.
What's your price for flight?
I went from the Police to Night Ranger.
No, you went from Def Leppard to Night Ranger. You went from Photograph to Sister Christian.
And then it just sounded like you were talking about Price is Right.
Yeah.
What's the price is right?
Spay and neuter your pets.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Plinko Off nights. The rails.
And don't forget, May is National Photograph Month. You know the beautiful landscape on the top part of your wall hanging your calendar. Boom! Month photographed. Also, May 10th is Clean Your Room Day. I'm such a neat freak that many call me OCD, and OCD dictates that every day is OCD day, and I have no choice but to listen. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes. Subscribe, tell a friend, help support the show. If you don't like what you hear, well, that's the first I'm hearing about it. All FCF Network shows are now on Google Play.
Google Play.
Don't believe me. Look it up.
Yep. All the FCF shows, Couch Pilots, Sex with Heather, Drunken Lullabies.
What about the bad ones? Are they on there too?
The bad ones
the
are on
song
there too?
Inside Out?
The
That's
song?
Not a bad one.
Oh. It's not a bad one. It's just on hiatus.
But it's on Google Hiatus. Yeah. So all of the FCF Network shows, except Low Blow, and I was supposed to help him put that on there, and we haven't done that yet. So
he'll be on there, though.
He'll be on there.
They'll be on there, yeah.
So if you are Android users and like Google Music, they just launched...
a satellite?
It was last week.
Satellite.
Oh, here we go in.
If you're just tuning into the live show, there's just lots and lots
this
of songs
is
going on.
This is Dave Matthews concert. You got to put your guitar up really, really high.
You monkey on a string.
Here's a monkey on a dog.
Don't cut my lifeline.
No, right. No doubt. These are all lyrics.
No doubt.
Dave. Oh, here we go.
Don't speak. No, just what you're saying.
The goal of the show is no longer to get new listeners.
Blake Shelton.
It's just to cater to this one live show that we have going on Facebook.
We have like 10 viewers.
Say, hi, Scott and Brandy. And
is it
Blake
Brandy
said,
from Beatty?
Yeah, Brandy, nice. Beatty. And then, maybe no last names.
We don't want to shame people for watching us.
We're not shaming them. I just don't know if she wants her last name out there, you know?
Why not?
Like, sometimes you want your first names and sometimes you want your last names.
So make sure you go to dripordie.com And hopefully very soon we'll be getting that in the mail and doing a What's Up in East Smoke review. Justin and Randy just got back from a vacation. They were like on the beach, kicking it on the beach.
Michael and Brandy?
Mm, I love kicking it up.
No, that's different.
Wait.
Justin.
What? Yeah.
And Brandy.
Another Brandy?
Yeah, they both have Brandys.
You were there.
You were drunk.
Perhaps.
He was drunk.
Oh, he was drunk.
Well,
he was
maybe.
Drunk.
It doesn't matter. I was drunk.
All right, folks. Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much for coming and watching us live. I forgot all about it until about 15 minutes ago.
It's new. It's fun. So,
it's cool if we can find some way to hold that phone.
Yeah, it's a very large phone.
Oh, wait. Justin was the guy who worked at the prison.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
He was going to keep us safe.
Together.
I felt like we'd get mouthy at the strip club because Big E's twin brother and Justin were there. I was like,
Is Chinaman twin
what
brother?
Was the name of that dude's strip club? Awesome. Poop Shoots and Ladders?
Poop Shoots and Ladders.
The Fuzzy Hole.
The fuzzy hole.
All right, enough reminiscing, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of IBWIP. Make sure you check us out on all the social medias and check out all the shows on FCF Network. They're all really good.
Hey!
And Heather, thank you for welcoming me into summer. It seems like now it's official, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Summer is now official.
Yeah.
So get out your sleeveless shirts. Get out your longboards.
Them booty shorts.
Mm-hmm.
No, Brandy, nobody forgot about you. Shorts. Jason was just mesmerized by that little girl's booty and everything. So
you need to
little girls.
I'm sorry, I was mesmerized by a little girl's booty.
Oh my! Oh my!
Oh my!
What little girls were allowed at the strip club?
It was the little shape girl. The end girl.
The bitty booby girl.
Look, I'm the black magnet.
She had bitty
booby
girl. She had bitty boobies, not.
Itty bitty titty committee.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the live viewers did not get to hear how on point you were.
Eh. They'll listen on Friday.
Tune
in.
It's two Fridays away.
Two Fridays.
Tune in
from
in
now.
2 weeks.
you should still
listen this Friday. I just won't be on it.
Any want to plug your show? Or?
Yeah. Listen to Drunken Lullabies on the FCF Network. It's the shit.
Heather, I forgot to let you.
Oh, Sex with Heather. Watch it. Wednesday.
Watch it
and go.
I didn't realize it was a cam show.
It's not a cam show, but you can watch something else with the sound off and see if it syncs up.
She just said watch.
We are having a meeting after this about FCF. We do need money. We do need to raise some money.
Heather, we're pimping you out.
We're about to go under. I think that's a good way to make money.
About to go under? Holy.
You know
Christ.
What? I did briefly consider like doing porn, but like with like a unicorn head on.
Well, that's weird.
Like, that seems fun, though.
Is that
right?
A thing people are like, yeah, I
no,
want to see that?
No, it's not a thing, but I feel like that's the only way I would do it, and I would make tons of money.
You're starting a genre?
Like furries?
But I do think.
But just with the head. Just
are you penetrating somebody with a unicorn horn?
Ooh.
Or being penetrated while
that's
wearing
a good one.
Well,
I could start with the horse head, like the classic one, and then I could, you know, get it up to a unicorn dildo.
I got a question.
Here.
I got a unifuck.
I got a better way for you to make money for
one
FCF.
Fuck.
Start selling your panties
online.
I don't even have enough to wear, much less.
Oh. Okay. All right. The joke man. All your jokes hit point.
No,
today.
You're on fleek.
I had a whole segment of jokes, and they're all shit.
Okay. Well, positive Jason. Yeah. Thank you for all your help today. Do you want to plug a podcast?
No.
Or you don't want to plug anything?
I want to plug Couch Pilots for him.
Okay. Here, go ahead.
You should listen to Couch Pilots every Monday on the FCF Network. It's really funny. I especially recommend the Fuzz Bucket episode. Why not? Because it's a great show about a hairy rat from Disney. It's good. Listen to it. And Nacho John on the Tarmac.
Tarmac John
on the nachos.
Is there anything you want to plug?
No, not really. Nothing I can think of. Anyway.
Black Magnet.
Oh, yeah. Here's some.
Blackmagnet.com.
Black ladies, please send us an email. CouchPilotsPodcast.com or at gmail.com. We have a Twitter. I don't know what it is. Find out what it is. Any black ladies? Yeah, hit me up for sure. I'm the black captain.
I hope nobody I know was watching that.
Again, yeah, exactly.
What's that?
I said I hope nobody I know is watching this.
Because I like black women and you're a racist?
No.
Is that why?
No, because I'm totally focused on myself and not you, Jason.
That's right.
I'm not paying attention to what you're saying.
Then why are you hoping no one watches that?
Blake
listen
is
to
dying.
Us.
Get his death
the
on
fuck
video.
Fuck his death, man. I want to find out why you're a racist, Heather.
I'm not a racist.
I love black women and all of a sudden you no one should listen to this show?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I hope no one I know.
In the dark, we're all black, baby.
Yeah, that's I always say that.
It's all pink in the middle.
We're all the same color at night.
I do like medium rare steaks.
You just gotta keep digging down.
Oh boy, Muttley's back.
You guys, I got a mystery tag. You want me to say it?
She's trying to end the shit out of the show.
All right, mystery tag, go ahead.
IBWIP quick tip. Have an essay due today and struggling to write? Plagiarize someone else's work from the internet. There's absolutely no way for anybody to ever find out you stole it. The technology doesn't even exist yet.
Boom.
Very good. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in. Thanks to everybody that came on the live chat or live Facebook. Maybe we'll do this again next time.
We're not doing this ever again.
You all got right. So focused on the camera and suddenly lost all...
Hey, look at me! Look at me!
All verbal skills.
Yeah. Oh, Jason's going for his pants. Viewers, I hope you're enjoying this. He's pulling out the black magnet right now.
You're ready to be magnetized.
Positive or negative pole?
You ever see a dick with a nail in it?
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production.
That was fun.
Produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake.
I didn't realize how racist.
For more information
were.
And content,
really upset.
Go to FCFnetwork.com.
I love black women. I have a stable of them now.
We had 16 viewers.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.